From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The tough economy is hitting the green economy, too. Last year, renewable energy was booming. This fall, the share prices of solar power companies have been plummeting. Even the evangelist of alternative energy, billionaire T. Boone Pickens, says he's delaying plans for a giant wind farm. NPR's Martin Kosty recently stopped by a renewable energy conference in Seattle where the deals were hard to come by.
It's the coffee break between sessions, and if you listen closely to this crowd, you'll pick up on a lot of nervous networking.
Anyway, I appreciated your comments.
Good, thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
We'll follow up later with you.
That sounds great. Thanks
right.
very much.
Thanks.
Nice to meet you.
The guys from the startup companies are working the crowd especially hard. They're looking for somebody, anybody with money. David Hoffman is in the market for a bank loan.
I'm chairman of Gamma Solar Corporation.
Hoffman's company wants to make two-sided solar cells, the kind of panels that can turn windows or walls into sources of power. He'd like to build the plant here in the Pacific Northwest, if only he could get the attention of a bank.
The problem right now is that they've got lots of big issues, most of them to face, and until this sorts it out, sort of everything is on hold.
At this conference, people keep talking about Jimmy Carter's solar panels. Everybody knows the story, how President Carter installed the panels on the White House in response to the oil shocks of the 1970s, and how those panels disappeared again as soon as prices went down in the 1980s. The worry here is that history is about to repeat itself.
All the stuff that looked like a good idea at $150 a barrel, you know, maybe is not such a good idea at $64 a barrel, economically speaking.
David Glass is a financial consultant for some of these young companies. He expects there will be some retrenchment, but he says alternative energy is not going away. What there may be is a winnowing out process, favoring the more established technologies.
We were just talking at lunch over the fact that if you go into one of these wind turbines, it's a turbine. It looks very familiar. The technology is very well understood. The issues around siting them and constructing them and connecting them to the grid are tedious. But it's not quite like trying to figure out how to make that algae work, you know, for a new biofuel.
The established forms of renewable energy can depend on some government help. They get tax breaks and there are quotas for green power. But now they say they need more.
Great. Thank you all very, very much.
Phil Angelides has just delivered the pep talk speech for this conference. He's a former candidate for governor in California, and now he's a professional cheerleader for the green energy industry. But even he has to admit that things are starting to look dicey.
I think absent federal action, we're going to see very turbulent times for this very important, growing industry.
Angelides heads something called the Apollo Alliance. It's a group that wants to see a lot more government spending on green energy. He says tax breaks and quotas are no longer enough.
Look, our best chance to rebuild the American economy is to focus on building a clean energy, good jobs made in American economy. And it will require significant federal investment. It will require a concerted effort. If we don't do it, it's not going to happen.
And there is one big difference between now and the early 1980s, when President Carter's solar panels came down. Barack Obama is not Ronald Reagan. These entrepreneurs are expecting the Obama administration to step in with massive public works projects to keep this industry going long enough to see the future. Martin Kosty, NPR News, Seattle.